Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
I wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire. Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of everyday Christmas. Give Trappy a witness. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, yeah, let me have it. And last but not least, rant about it last week. It's been a couple months that I've been in Gozo. You can call me Travis Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina here. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did.
Yeah.
Can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own team.
Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny light. Oh, yeah, yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Bruno Mars. A little song, I Want to Be a Billionaire. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Folks, and you asked the question, why are we here each and every morning, Monday through Friday? And we keep talking about, I keep playing this song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that's an interesting statement in today's world. How can you not worry? And then how can you be happy at the same time? With all of this.
Let's focus
madness,
on one.
I beg your pardon?
I apologize. I said just focus on one, being happy.
Just focus on one, being happy. Yeah. Yes, I'm being as happy. And the question here this morning, in this world of chaos, madness, stupidity, just confusion, I swear to God, how do you keep a sound mind in all the midst of this madness? So we say, don't worry. And being as happy, say, focus on one. Just focus on being happy and not to worry. That's a good solution.
Here's a
so
little
welcome.
Song I wrote.
Yeah.
I want to sing it. Note for
note.
No worry.
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Be happy.
And as we come to you each and every morning with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alliance, and it says when two or more minds get together, has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. And that's what can keep us sound, keep us rooted in happiness and rooted in expectation. But in order to make your dreams become a reality, we got to work on something as we talk about each and every morning, self-discipline. And that's why we show up here at 8 o'clock in the morning to help you and help us and help ourselves develop that self-discipline. Billionaire Baby, Mike check. I got your song up here. You out there with your tea this morning, the one and only Dr. Tamara Strain. Mic check. She's not there. I didn't know that. Okay. And let's do a mic check. I know you did, Venus Happy. Let's do a mic check for our Dream Life Coach.
Mic check.
Yeah, there she's there. I can't see the dashboard. But you got you, Billionaire Baby, the day is two. Oh, and Dr. King, Dr. James King.
Hell, I did. I pressed the off button instead of the unmute button.
Oh, gosh.
Good morning.
Good morning. You pressed the wrong button this morning. Wow. Okay. Okay, great. I didn't get a text that you would not be here, so I assumed that you were there.
Yeah, no, I was right there, but I...
Okay,
like,
she's pushing the wrong button.
Starting my life for y'all. Few friends from me have went here to me. Me not trust people, so me choose them carefully. Them all are clean, so them can't come near to me, can't compare to me. None of me don't know where tomorrow might bring, cause the future, the hours away. Tell me I live my life today.
Yeah, folks, living your life, loving your life, and I'm saying this is a confused world. And how can you embrace the idea of loving your life? Dr. James King, mic check.
You know I love music.
Good morning.
Every time I hear
yeah, big brother.
Makes me want to move.
Bless
yes,
to see
sir.
You. Good morning. I'm at
good
a
morning.
Park on the Lower East Side, right? It's overlooking the East River. It's such a beautiful morning. The people out here jogging and the birds. I'm getting so many sounds from the birds. You say, how can you look at all this chaos in the world and still stay at peace? Well, you look at the peace and you forget about the chaos.
Yeah, that's what being as happy as then is, you know,
yeah, I agree.
Work is focused on just being happy.
Yeah,
because it's a mess. It's a mess out there. I don't touch on it too much, but some stuff is just crazy. I swear to God.
Those are their realities, Doc. Those are their realities. Those are
reality. Yeah. But you got to learn how to control, folks. You got to learn how to control your thoughts, and that's what I Dream Life Coach said. We're gonna get started here. Yes, good morning, Dream Life Coach. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, absolutely have to make a choice to activate that reticular activating system so that it looks at all the beauty, the wonder, the amazement of the world. That's what we focus on.
Yes, we talked about that yesterday, manifesting abundance in your life. And we jumped into the reticular activating system with being as happy, just one of her favorite topics there. And focus on what you want. And you mentioned that the language of the universe is energy. And I was good ready to go into a couple more points there on manifesting,
mm-hmm.
which I would kind of touch on this morning. And the one thing that we touched on is focus on what you want. And that carries over in terms of you want to be happy, focus on happiness. You want to be healthy, focus on health. You want more abundance in your life, in all areas of your life. You have to do that. But here is a challenge. And this morning, I just want to continue on this manifesting abundance in our lives. And I'm going to go on a couple of things that's going on in the news as well and throw some comments out there. One is the president and Elijah Cummings. Some of you might be familiar with the controversy there and Al Sharpton. And they said, instead of calling him the president, I think Jay Clark referred to him as number 45. But this guy seems to have living on the dark side in his thoughts. Everything that comes out when he says something, he criticizes someone, it's very, 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 what's the term I want to use? Disrespectful. Someone help me out here. number 45, when he makes a comment and criticizes someone, it's negative, and racist, as they refer to it as. But the manifest abundance in your life, he made a statement regarding our inner cities, and Baltimore is in particular one that he refers to Elijah Cummings regarding living in an infested rat whole community, I guess, in an understatement. But what he was referencing is that in our inner cities, it appears that the government has put money in to our inner cities to help our neighborhoods and our communities. And as a result, we are living in conditions that are rat infested, is what he was referring to. That was crime. And my gosh, as I was looking this morning, I do flash through some TV channels, but as I look around, the brothers are shooting each other. One guy went into last week, they had a homecoming. The guy went in there, just shot up 11. I mean, just a crazy mess. So what is the challenge here? Manifesting abundance in your life. What is it that we are missing? What are the masses of people are missing? And more important, what is it that our community are missing in manifesting abundance in our lives? And when I say our community, obviously we're talking about ourselves individually, our environment, our community. Are we always looking for a handout from the government in particular in order to solve our problem? And looks like that's been somewhat the habit or been the norm over the years. And if you look at the welfare situation, it's just a perpetual generation of legacy of dependence on someone else to solve your problem. So manifesting abundance in your life, how do we get this message out to those who are struggling and they can't figure out how to keep a roof over their head or to put the next meal on the table? Well, I'm kind of rambling here this morning because I'm kind of what I want to say is that what is the answer? I mean, we could say a lot of programming, school, education, get a job, all of those things can help, but does it solve the problem in manifesting abundance in your life? If you have lack and limitations in your mindset, obviously lack and limitations is going to be your environment. And as a result, it's hard to focus on really what you want because you're dealing with the ongoing survival every day. You know, trying to figure out where the next dollar is coming from and how you're going to put the next meal on your table. So this morning, what can we do? We're here at the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. We try to uplift the mindset and telling someone that they can be, do, and have what they desire if they focus their mind, their energy, and their attention, and attention and willpower to bring that into manifestation. That's an easy statement to make, but it's a hard reality to live. I was going to just open up for some feedback. I know you got something. I'm kind of talking to you. I'm talking to you too because I know probably where you're going to come from, brother. Come on with it, Dr. King. Come on with it. You kind of see my feelings this morning, right? I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do.
You feel my feelings this morning. I'm mixing up what we teach here in the morning and what's the reality in the world. In our communities, and this kind of a cancer-like thought process that's eating us alive in our communities. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, Doc, I'm going to call that thought process a curse. I'm going to call it a curse, yeah. And how we break that curse is part of what we do in teaching predominant mental attitude and that what you think becomes your reality. You see, I want to go back to the foundation of this curse and how it got, how it was implemented in our community. In a period in our history, it wasn't our whole history, but there was a piece in our history where the science of slave psychology was taught to us and embedded in our spirit through an environmental situation that we endured. And not only us, but there are people all over the world that have been victims of this slave psychology. And it taught us to believe more and focus more on death and lack and create attitudes of fear and despair in us that became our predominant mental attitude. So in order to break this curse, we have teachers on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, and God has placed teachers throughout the world in this period of enlightenment that we're now embracing. We are now teaching the way out. We are demonstrating the way out. And we're doing it collectively. There's not one teacher for everyone. Each teacher, especially on this forum, you see that you have certain people that hear your voice. We have the responsibility now to break the curse. The curse is a mental slavery more than it is physical, and we have to begin to demonstrate healing, wealth, abundance, all of the light that we've been given to manifest. We have to be the examples of that light in order to be successful in us being able to change our communities, ourselves, our communities, and the world. Short version, Doc, but go ahead, Dr. Fairley.
Curse. Definition, Professor?
We're going to have to go to Billionaire is Happy for the definition.
Yes, I'm talking. When I call it Professor, I'm talking about Happy.
Oh, okay.
May I have a seat, please? Thank you.
Yeah, it's curse. But why are you looking? Because what
Thank
Dr.
You.
King referred to says it's been a curse. Put upon the mentality of our people. But he says something that is very powerful, the science of slave psychology. And see, when we say science, basically it's just an observation of something consistently manifesting and predicted because it's a manifestation of the same observation over and over. It's predictable. It's a science. Law of gravity is a science into itself. So you're saying that there's a science of slave psychology that's been implemented. Are you talking about the Willie, go beyond the Willie Lynch?
The Willie Lynch papers was an example of an example of one administration of this particular science. But we're still dealing with it today in the educational construct that we deal with in our lives, with the religious and social constructs that we deal with its administration through the news media and through entertainment and styles and fashions. There are so many things that are representative of this slave psychology right today in our culture. So slavery is not our past, it's our present-day condition. And that's what must be broken by us changing the way we think.
Changing the way we think to overcome the science of the slave psychology. And we have quite a few successful people, educated people, doctors, lawyers, millionaires, and billionaires who actually broke out of the science of slave psychology and went out and created and manifest abundance for themselves.
And for others.
and for others and for others as well. Somebody's trying to say something.
Where it was before.
Who is this?
So I went too far.
I think.
All right, wait a second.
Hold it. Isn't on mute.
Somebody, can you mute?
That's not me. That's not me.
Oh, that's not
Brina. Okay, we're going to mute the caller. Brina Happy, are you traveling? I forgot to ask you.
All callers are muted.
I'm telling you.
I am traveling, but I've been on mute.
Yeah, okay. I'm telling you to go to your computer like you said in the computer. My apologies. Okay. I forgot that you got to go through that tunnel. All right. Okay. It's nerve-wracking to see we work hard as leaders and as parents and as mothers and fathers, as leaders in our community, to build empires financially. But if we build these empires financially and we don't have anyone to manage it once we're gone, we're really wasting our time.
But not. The first
I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
The source of our building is not outside of us, it's on the inside. We're building a connection to the Most High God. We're building a connection back to the source of all things. And the power of that connection is what changes what we see on the outside. If we continue to throw money at stuff and cosmetically redesign our environment, that's not the solution. And we know that. We talk about this constantly. So we have to do what Wayne Dyer suggested, change the way we look at things, and then the things we look at change. If we keep looking at it in the way that the people that engineer the psychology are looking at it, we're always going to be looking at it from the outside in. If I change the outside, somehow or another, the inside is going to change. No, it doesn't work that way.
Again, what's bringing this thought to me this morning is the comments that the president has made to, quote, unquote, couple of our leaders. And not just the leaders, but just reference our communities. And one of the commentators was almost in tears. I don't know his name, but he was in CNN, because he was born in Baltimore. But my question here this morning is manifesting abundance in your life. How can we turn this into a fish? How can I say this? How could this have more of a ripple effect? In a sense. In other words, yes, there are a few that actually educate themselves, come out of the hood, and actually, I call it a brain drain. You know, you go out, you get educated, you go to school, you come out of the hood, you move out of the hood, and then you move into another type of community, and you just leave the people in the hood back there to figure it out for themselves. So it's kind of a brain drain there, in a sense. And so the people that's left behind, the masses left behind that does not have this ability to pull themselves up out of what Doc called the science of slave psychology, then it becomes us killing each other, you know, like in Chicago and Baltimore and then rat infested areas and the way the homes look. You know, what is a more massive approach that we can do, or is there anything that we can do based on the track that we're on? You know, they're just going to find the nearest river and just dump us in it and say, we don't need you anymore, for the most part. That's what I see.
That's not going to happen because, one, we're not, we have to call it what it is, which is a distraction. Is designed to get us off of focus of what we need to do for ourselves and get us all pulled into that garbage and that nonsense. And since we know that that's what that is, we get to explain to our children, to explain to anyone that is bothered by that to turn off the television, not be distracted by that, because that's what that is. And when you're focused on that and distracted by that, you cannot do the work that you need to do for yourself, which is to focus on the things that you love and focus on things that are pleasing and feeling good. And there, and I know as a product of Warefare and a product of the hood, that once there are people, once they get out, we do go back to our families and we do and lead by example and show them that there are better options, that you don't have to be a slave to that option. And I experienced that this weekend at our family reunion and talking to four generations of nieces, and they're saying, how is it that you can be so happy? Because they've seen this over 25 years of their lives, of a person that grew up in the hood and grew up through the welfare system, and it still being an example and explain to them that you can have a better life. I know what it is that you go through. I know that you feel like you have to carry a gun to just get from one place to the other and to travel. And you're like, you can't relate to that because you don't live in that environment. And I explained to them that I did live through that environment. And I'm telling you the way out.
Which is?
Which is to focus on the things that you have to do for yourself. So when you get up in the morning, you thank God that you opened your eyes and that you woke up this morning. When you get up in the morning, you put your feet on the floor, you are thankful and grateful that you have a roof over your head and that you're not outside on the street, because there are some people that are outside on the street. You are thankful that you can go to a job, and even if you can't go to a job, that you have an opportunity to look for a job, to develop skills, to develop your mind. All of those things that you're just focusing on yourself, not focusing on those things that you that are out in the street or that's, you know, outside or that's on the news, that you have control.
Okay.
Just like when you,
okay.
I just want to say this one last thing. Just like you have control when you turn on the radio station and you want to tune into a particular radio station or a particular television station, we have to keep emphasizing that we have control over that every moment of every day. Back to you.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but, you know, we got us coming on at 8:30. And I think Rhonda wanted to say something. Folks, this is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, BMF Talk, Big Money Money Talk Radio. We are here this morning dealing with part two of what we might call manifesting abundance in your life. And we're dealing with the controversy of our communities and some of the negative statements that have been made by the media and the president in particular as some of our leaders. So we're commenting, and one of the things that Dr. King is referenced is called the science of slave psychology, which I like. Rhonda, you're about to say something.
No, I was just going to add, and we don't have a lot of time. We'll have to continue this conversation.
We're going to do it right after Dr. King finishes. I'm going to come back to this here, because this is a very viable topic here. But go right ahead, Rhonda.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to say is this is not magic, and it's not going to be magic that gets us out of this. Right? This has been many, many years of conditioning. In fact, what is conditioning? It is simply, like Dr. King referenced, a type of psychology, but it is simply a learned way of thinking and behaving. That's it. Listen, it is no deeper than that. We don't need to make this bigger than what it is. It is simply a state of learned thinking and behaving. Now, if it is that simple, then the solution is also that simple. And it is as complex as it is simplistic, right? So we have to go through the process of unlearning that type of thinking and that type of behavior, which is absolutely possible. And we are all demonstrating it each and every day. Is it going to be a mass exodus to where, you know, our inner cities are magically transformed? Absolutely not, because we know this is not magic. That's not how it works. But it does begin one person at a time, one conversation at a time, one choice at a time. Everyone is where they are as a result of the choices and decisions they made. They can give you 85,000 reasons why they made the choice, but nonetheless, they made the choice. So that is the way out. We have to get people to think more deeply about the choices they're making. We've got to get them deconditioned and thinking about what is in their own best interest and the best interest of their communities and their families. We've got to get them tuned in to a mindset that helps them understand that abundance is their birthright. And I don't know about you, but I grew up in inner city Philadelphia. No one ever told me abundance was my mindset. I didn't hear that until I was probably 30 years old. And so that is what I'm talking about. That is where it begins. And listen, let me just end with this. Listen, people, no one is coming to rescue us, okay? Even with the welfare systems and the handouts, which, by the way, I will say we have to be cautious of that because that can be the leg up that someone needs to turn their entire life around. But no one is coming to rescue us. We must be the rescuers of ourselves. Back to you.
Wow, great, great comments. We're going to come back to this after Dr. King sends the science of safe psychology. And stick with us, folks, because I'm going to, my spin on this is Carter Woodson, The Miseducation of the Negro. Kind of want to talk about that factor. And that's kind of where my mindset is, Mr. Woodson. Talk about the miseducation of the Negro, which deals directly with our education system. Dr. King, we got a piece of work here called The Master Key System by Charles Ornell. By any human brain that takes the time to digest this work and filter it through their state of consciousness and enter into their state of abundance beyond a self-imposed limitation. This work here by Charles Ornell with that question called The Master Key System can help pull them up out of the confusion and the poverty and things that are in. So Dr. King comes to us every Tuesday, and he gives us an overview on The Master Key System. Doc, James King, I turn it over to you.
Doc, teaching the Master Key System is one of the most dangerous things I've ever done in my life. You know, I grew up in Brownsville, right in the middle.
Wow, and they just had a whole bunch of stuff going on over there, too.
That's right, and I checked with my people as soon as that went down, you know.
Right.
None of them were caught up in any of that mess. But I'm saying that to say this, and Rhonda, I completely agree with so many things that you just spoke on. Listen, I've been in the middle of gunfights with crazy people trying to use me as a human shield, and I have prayed my way right through it. So let's go back to the core piece of what brings us out of any adverse situation, and that is faith. And our faith in source, in the purpose of our lives, in the power of love itself is what is going to bring us through the situation that we're in now and take us to the point where our focus and our consciousness is on building the kingdom of love that we feel in our hearts. All of us have this peace where we want things to be better. Yeah, well, they are becoming better as we demonstrate what we teach. There's a piece in A Course in Miracles, right? It's the manual for teachers, if anyone wants to reference it. And the emphasis says that to teach is to learn, so that the teacher now becomes the student. You're really not teaching unless you're learning. And that's why I say the Master Key System is one of the most dangerous things I've ever done, because as I'm going through the lessons, then I'm getting a lesson at the same time. It says to teach is to demonstrate. This is, again, A Course in Miracles. It says to teach is to demonstrate. So if we go to the Master Key System and it says that all thoughts are creative, then it's our responsibility as teachers to demonstrate and to be able to diminish the self-doubt that we have about our abilities to overcome this slave psychology. We are demonstrating now what it is that we're learning while we're teaching. I hope that makes some kind of, gives some kind of clarity to what it is that our responsibilities are. This is about one faith and one power, and this power represents itself throughout the universe in abundance. If we continue to focus on the lie, on death, on lack, on what is being deliberately and intentionally put into our environment to derail us from the power that we've been given to change the way we look at things. They don't want us to change the way we look at things. They want us to look at the things that they put in front of us to look at, and as long as we continue to do that, we'll be held captive. There are so many organizations available and people on this planet right now that are working in the light. The minority, a very small minority, they control the media, but they make you think that they're the majority by the thoughts that they put into our awareness. Go to part one. I'm going to go to the very beginning of this book. This is part one. And number one, where it says that much gathers more is true on every plane of existence, and that loss leads to greater loss is equally true. So we're talking about thought, word, and action. It said much gathers more. If I want to gather more, then I have to think about more in the sense of value creation for not only myself but for the people around me. And looking at the point that as a teacher, I am also the student. And as a student, I have the responsibility to demonstrate what I'm teaching. So we have to take a larger stance. We have to take a stance of going, finding the impossible and going beyond it. The things around us that look like they're impossible because of what the media display is are the things that we need and we have the ability to go beyond by focusing on those things that add and create value, as opposed to the things that are death and destruction. It says, number two, mind is creative, and conditions, environment, and all experiences in life are the result of our habitual or predominant mental attitude. And yeah, we do have, in the position that we're in as teachers slash students, the ability to develop a predominant mental attitude that speaks of healing, wealth, and abundance. This book was banned because it is the answer to the science of slave psychology. It's taking truth from the scriptures and reformatting them. So that, yeah, every teacher doesn't speak to every student. This is why Rhonda has her own group of students. Why Billionaires Happy has her own group of students. Queen Neat has her own group of students. Southby has groups of people that are working with her and listen to her voice. Billionaires Happy and Southby both have the child audience. There are other of us all over the globe that are speaking specifically to the students that have been assigned to them as teachers, but at the same time as students, because now they must demonstrate, we must demonstrate what it is that we have been given the opportunity to teach. Number three says the attitude of mind necessarily depends upon what we think. Therefore, the secret of all power, all achievement, and all possession depends upon our method of thinking. We understand from going through other books of truth, the Kabbalion one that says the universe is mental and held firmly in the mind of the all. But everything that we've been given as an opportunity to change starts from a source. And the source of that is the source of life in all of us. So we're not talking about something that's impossible. We're talking about something that's already been done. Love has established its foundation in the life of the universe. And once we begin to focus and recognize the love in the birds that we hear, in the trees, in the life, in the air that we breathe, in our ability to visualize and actually manifest ideas and goals and dreams. Number four says this is true because we must be before we can do, and we can do only to the extent of which we are. And what we are depends upon what we think. Five says, this is part one, number five, it says, we cannot express powers that we don't possess. The only way that we may secure possession of power is to become conscious of power. The media knows that. They are definitely trying to do everything within its power to keep us unconscious of power. They even want us to think that they have the power. No, we're not the power. They are. And we continue to look outside of ourselves. We're being bombarded with these reports. Oh, 11 people got shot at the old timers convention in Brownsville. And Dr. Ali, you had a whole list of things that you just spoke about that are looking at things from a position that is not real power. It's what they want us to think power is. We cannot express powers that we do not possess. The only way which we can secure possession of power is to become conscious of it. The consciousness that we need to reestablish in the power that is what faith is about. Substance of things hoped for. Evidence, as we begin to demonstrate as, quote, teacher students, the things that we don't see yet, but we see them in our mind's eye, we see them as being real. When we visualize our communities being better and more teachers coming to light, a lot of us have been chosen. More of us are coming to light at this point. It says there is a world within, number six, a world of thought and feeling and power, of light and life and beauty. And although invisible, its forces are mighty. Those are the things that you're not going to get from the world without. Because their image, their enforced image of the world without is one of death and destruction. And I guarantee you, these are a minority of people that are pushing this construct of death and destruction for the purpose of mass control. If my focus is on death and destruction, when that becomes my predominant mental attitude, the end result is fear. In order to break the fear, to break the curse of this slave psychology, I must develop the ability, we must develop the ability to be self-leaders. The self that I'm referring to is the God mind, the principle of love itself, the thing that gives source vitality. the idea that we are value creators. And that where it says the world within is governed by mind, number 7, when we discover that this world, we shall find the solution to every problem.